up, you guys? Welcome to my first episode of Help Me Help You. The title is still a work in progress, but we all know that I'm probably not going to change it. So, today's topic is honestly something that I have been struggling, not only because of the COVID pandemic, but as a young adult, is what is actually my home? Yeah, it's a loaded question because there's like no right answer to it at all, I feel like. Everybody has their own subjective idea of what home is, because that's sort of what it is. But especially right now, in my 20s, I don't know what it is yet. I haven't felt it as like a physical sense, but I know the idea of what it is. It's just hard. So, I graduated this past, oh my gosh, I graduated last year, from Taylor University. And I can say that that was my home for 4 years. Theater department was my home. My friends are my family. We did everything together. Literally, we did everything together. And I don't regret it one bit. Did we want to suffocate each other and murder each other and every once in a while? Yeah! Did we love each other relentlessly? Yeah! And so when I left and I moved down to Indy with my friends, I definitely felt that piece of my heart feeling really empty. And every time I went back to just to visit and help out, like during a tech weekend, I felt that void being filled again because I knew that that was my home and that's where I knew I belonged. And I really missed that feeling of community, and I just wasn't getting it in Indy. It's weird. It's really weird of how much of a short time that a place can feel like home. And I know that I'm never going to get that specific experience back again, but I know it's going to happen at some point. And then when I moved down to Indy, it's been my first full year, and it's been good. Like, all four of us in the apartment know that we're not going to be there forever. We all know that we were only going to be there for a year. And our lease is ending in July. And all of us haven't been at the apartment at the same time in about 3 to 4 months. Because everybody else went back to their home, their original home, with their parents. And so it's been kind of empty and sad. Like, all my stuff is at my apartment, so that feels a little like home, but that's only because my stuff is there and I have an attachment to it. So it's a good, safe, secure feeling when I am there that I feel comfortable. It's not home, it's just comfortable. Going into March, or going back to March, I had to be quarantined at my boyfriend's house for about 2 weeks because we had a possible exposure. So, there for 2 weeks. His house isn't home, but my boyfriend feels like home. And that's another feeling of home. I've said home so many times, and it's gonna be said more. So, deal with it, everybody. Anyway, we're going back. So, even when I'm with him, and even though his house isn't home, he is. So I get that feeling. And then, when my roommate's daycare got shut down for 2 weeks for their quarantine, I ended up going to Muncie to live with my parents at that home, which they've only lived in for about 2 years. And yeah, it feels good. We are connected to a condo to my grandparents, so literally it's our condo. To the right is a garage, to the right of that garage is a garage, and to the right of that garage is my grandparents' condo. So we are inseparable. It's great. Bill and Joyce, you're the real MVPs. But that still isn't home either. Because one, I haven't lived there in a year, so coming back for an extended amount of time living and sleeping on a trundle bed that's also with my sister because she can't go back to Texas to finish up her master's degree. So her and I are both stuck in Muncie, Indiana, sharing this very small room again. And it's weird. It was just a really weird feeling. And so now, we've just been hopping back and forth, or particularly, bleh, whatever that word is, particularly me, I just haven't felt a good sense of home in a long time. And I don't know if I'm okay with that. I don't know if I am. I'm also an Enneagram 7. So if any of you guys know what that means, I am very comfortable with moving from one thing to another, but my wing is a 6. So I like to feel stable. So I'm very much a contradiction right now, just as a person, of wanting a home, but also wanting to be anywhere and everywhere all at once, experiencing everything. It's just a lot right now. And I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful to have places that I can go to be safe during this time. I'm not taking that for granted. It's just weird. And I feel like I'm coping with everything, honestly, the best that I could. Mentally, I'm in the best state of health I've ever been. I am at a really good health weight. I'm at a good place that I love my body. Despite my body dysmorphia that I have, I'm on the right medication that I have right now for my depression and my anxiety. My gluten intake is 0 to none because that, one, makes me feel disgusted with myself, and it also acts up my anxiety. Yay! But even with all these things that are going really well for me, sometimes I feel selfish when I do feel sad, anxious, or unworthy because things are going right. And then I feel bad for feeling this way, but I know that I'm allowed to have these feelings, especially during this time right now where everything is just a complete unknown and we don't know when things are going to end. And being able to have a grasp on that is great. Even if you don't have a grasp on that, that's okay. You're in the same boat with everybody else. And that's just a small reminder. That's good to think about every once in a while. Like not having a permanent home. That's okay for now. It's only been a year. I have the rest of my life to figure out what home actually means to me. Because home to me is a place where I feel at peace, comfortable, loved, secure. And I have had that at every single place I've ever lived. But it's only been bits and pieces. So So I don't know if I'm just still searching for satisfaction that I know that I'll probably never receive. Or I'm looking too much into it and not seeing that I've had home all along. In fact, I have multiple homes, metaphorically and physically. I've had multiple homes, but I'm searching for something that probably doesn't exist, but it's been there all along. And I should be more thankful for that than trying to find the perfect definition of what I'm searching for. So that's just a thing that's been going on in my mind, you know, for the past like 2 months. And I'm probably gonna have like 10 more homes in my entire life. Again, metaphorically and physically. Just depending on the different people that I come across in my life, the different places that I will live, move to, stay in maybe for like a couple weeks or a month. Who's to say? But honestly, home is anything that we can imagine. And that's just something that I feel like some of us may have to be okay with. Something that's not definite, something that's not permanent. And to feel okay with it, you just have to see what's in front of you, like a home. I don't know if this is any... We love when I stumble over my words. It's great. I don't know where I was going with that train of thought, but it happened and we're here and we're still going because I don't know what else to say. The same thoughts that I've had, please let me know that, one, I know I'm not alone in this. Two, is there a two? Just let me know. What thoughts have you been having about home during this time? Or just any time? Also, I think this is going to be a podcast about how my life as a young adult just beginning and not knowing what's going to happen is a really good idea. So we're sticking with help me, help you. We're going to bounce back and forth ideas about how we can survive young adulthood. Thank you for swinging by this first podcast. Have a great day.